In the earliest days of the church, if we look at Christian architecture that often accompanied burial graves and markers, there was often artwork around it. One image in particular was very prominent. Certainly the image of Christ the Good Shepherd, but in addition to that was the image of a peacock. A peacock because for whatever reason, or at least the reason unknown to me, peacocks take a lot longer to decay than any other animal. And so the fact that their flesh lingered a lot longer was a sign of hope in the resurrection. And so as we look at these early Christian graves, we see the peacock there to remind them of the hope of the resurrection. That though this person is no longer with them physically, they're not gone. They still linger and are present with us through God, who perfects and unites and perfects that great love. And the peacock then is the hope that one day we will stand next to them again and we will see them face to face, just like we used to, through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And then so we hear St. Paul exhorting us in this same fashion from Romans chapter 6. And he reminds us that if we are baptized in Christ and share in his life, that before we can share in the fullness of that life, in the glory of eternity, we have to first share in the cross and the agony as well. And only then does that resurrection, does that new life that Christ give us make sense. And that's what All Souls Day is about, that yes, we mourn and we feel the loss of those whom we love. But there's also hope, even in the midst of that grief and in that mourning. There's hope that those who went before us are not gone. That right now, actually, in the Mass, as we step into eternity, we stand shoulder to shoulder with the angels, the saints, and all those who are perfected in heaven. So right now, those that we love are with us. This belief has been articulated down through the centuries in what's called the communion of saints. So the communion of saints is that idea that because God is love, the love that we have for God and the love that we have for our beloved unites us still. Again, physically, they are apart from us. But love endures all things, as we hear St. Paul say in the Corinthians. That love endures all things, even death. That love endures that because God is love and God unites and perfects. And so that's where our hope comes forth. The lights from these candles, again, that light of Christ, the light of hope, and the light of a new dawn that will one day break upon all of us, shines even in the darkness, even in the midst of grief. That's the light of Jesus Christ. That's the hope of the world. And that's what we celebrate today, this beautiful idea of resurrection, this peacock flesh, so to speak, that yes, Christ will lead all those who have gone before into a newness of life. So we pray then today that the Lord may perfect us in love so that those that we love and those that we yearn to see again, we might recognize that they are with us still every time we gather around this altar, this sacrifice of the Mass, the great sharing in the great baptism into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's where we find our glory, is in sharing fully in all those things that Christ underwent for us. And then the resurrection will shine, and God will be made manifest in his great glory, as will all those who ran the race faithfully, who finished and fought the good fight and stayed true. Let's pray that we are counted one day in their number.